additional samples randomly selected and submitted to the division. The board said that we would just review those and then deliberate from there. So that's, we find ourselves here today with that task at hand to discuss the findings of, or the review from these reports and then vote to take action. Typically, we've done that in an executive session. Board members, do you have a preference to go to executive session? Do you want to deliberate or discuss any issues like that in that setting? If so, we'll entertain a motion to go into executive session to review that.
I don't think that's necessary. I think we can just stay on public record.
Okay, I'm perfectly fine with that. Has everyone, I presume, had a chance to review these? Let's discuss any feedback and perspective on those from what you've seen.
This is Chris. I took a look at both of them. I don't really have a question on anything pertaining to the topic. I did have a question to the three of you, though. On page 10 on the West Valley City, there's a page that was just cut and pasted in there that had the five comparables and the sell price, mm-hmm. adjusted weights and all of that. I assume that was done in a program outside of Alamode. But is everything's weighted between 19% and 21%. Is this?
That's becoming more common of a practice.
That was my question.
A lot of lenders look for, how did you weight? How did you weight your final value conclusion? And so this is what appraisers have come up with. ACI does it within the program itself. I don't know if Total does or not, but this is something that we see more and more of.
Yeah, Total does as well. And in fact, I think this is a screenshot from within Total. You know, it's kind of an auto weighting thing. I mean, it's okay. I don't think it's really the appraisers dictating, I'm intentionally giving 19.32% or whatever it is to this particular comp. I see others and even personally will, you know, lay out a table kind of like that, but then weight the ones, you know, with what you think it, you know, based on how similar they actually are, a much more rounded weighting approach than something as precise as what the program spits out, but don't necessarily have any significant.
Yeah, that was my question. Is this a trend that's started, or, I mean, it's always been around, but it just looked like a third-party screenshot that was added to it.
It's software-generated. Yeah. That's where it's coming from, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
I see all variations. Excuse me. I see all variations of it. I love to see it, primarily because appraisers don't put things in order so that the reader can quickly see where they're going. As far as their best comp first, I see it sets you up to have all kinds of questions if you don't. So we've asked them to put weighted in there some fashion. It really helps.
So the reader. Typically that's part of the scope of work then?
More personal, just reaching out when we're having questions, reviewing reports.
It should be a part of the reconciliation process so that you know I'm giving comp one most weight because of this, comp two, comp three, comp four, comp five, second, third, fourth, or they're all together. This would be they're all similar. But whether you do it in narrative or in this table, it's supposed to be part of your reconciliation. This is probably the easiest way to do it without having to really talk about it. You're just letting the computer come up with it. I think more of a best practice is to actually talk about where I'm at. But I think Ron's right. I'd rather have this than nothing. And most appraisers go to nothing rather than this. So,
yeah. Yeah, I looked at both of them, and I didn't have any issues on either one of them.
I didn't have any other issues either. Both reports look solid. We could nitpick, but that's not what we're here for, so.
Yep, I generally on the same page. There were a few minor things, but as we have considered also the license level being applied for, this is a trainee going for a licensed application, or an appraisal license, I mean. So, like you said, Kevin, I'm on board with you. There are a couple of minor things, but nothing that rose to the level of not showing improvement over what was submitted initially. Okay. Any other discussion on those? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, I make a motion that we approve.
Ross Lambert.
Ross Lambert to set for the licensing exam.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Very good. Thank you. A motion and a second. Any other discussion on that? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? I didn't think so. Okay. Very good. That passes. We'll let the division notify him, and he can move forward there. That was the only item we had to address. So anything anybody else has?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Very good. Appreciate everybody's time this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
See you in 3 weeks.
Thank you, everyone.
Absolutely.